I'm joined by Peter Marcus, a reporter for ColoradoPolitics.com, and Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal. Ed, give us a quick overview about why construction defects is a big deal here at the State House. And for listeners across the state who may not be as familiar with it, what's at stake and describe what's happening?
Throughout the Denver metro area and Colorado, only 3% of new housing stock currently is being built in condominiums. Now, in most cities, that's actually 20%. And the reason you want to have a good supply of condos coming onto the market is because they're popular for both young professionals who are buying into their first home without wanting to pay for a standalone house. And they're also popular among baby boomers who are downsizing once they become empty nesters, but still want to actually stay in a city. Now, builders say the reason there is so few condos coming onto the market is that trial lawyers have exploited class action lawsuit law and file lawsuits on pretty much anything that comes onto the market because it is so easy to do so. And for 5 years now, Republicans and some Democrats have looked for a solution that would involve reducing lawsuits. These typically have involved efforts to make it harder to file a lawsuit by requiring a greater percentage of people within a condominium association to vote to go forward with the lawsuit, and efforts to try to force these disputes into alternative dispute resolutions, such as mandatory arbitration, feeling that this will take away the costs and time of going to court.
It's a priority for Republicans and Democrats in both chambers. The question is whether they can actually get it done. We're already starting to see some of the same fights pop up again that could derail the entire process. The reason everybody wants it, as Ed was pointing to, yes, this is a problem in the Denver metro area, but it is a statewide issue. You go out to Durango, there is a huge lack of housing there, condos, townhouses, things like that. And in these mountain communities, it's already ridiculously expensive to live out there. Salaries don't often keep pace with the Denver metro area, yet housing costs are skyrocketing. So you've seen this unity amongst lawmakers from all parts of the state to get it done. They introduced this first bill on the first day of the session that was going to address the insurance component of it. It was supposed to be this wonderful bipartisan moment where they came together and they fixed the defects problem. The problem is that the folks who actually do the building said that that's not going to fix the issue for them. Now what you're starting to see is another bill, what is becoming quickly or already is the centerpiece bill, which is really just the same issue that we've talked about before, requiring mediation or arbitration. And so the same fights, as I said earlier, are popping up again. Now the question is, who caves? Where does the compromise come? And how do they actually solve this?
Ed, how does this tie into affordability?
Without condos going up, builders instead are putting up apartments. Apartment rents in Denver have gone through the roof in the past 2 years, and in other parts of the state as well. And in fact, Denver is now the most expensive city for housing costs that is not located on a coast in America. The idea of putting up more condos, people feel, would mean that apartments no longer have a vice grip on people, on where they have to stay. This could move people into home ownership. The trick is that, as Peter pointed out, Senate Bill 156, which has just been introduced, is not a compromise. It's the same bill largely that died in 2014 and 2015 at the hands of Democratic leaders who didn't like it. The question is, where does this go now? Chrisanta Duran, the Speaker of the House, is more open than her predecessor, Dickie Lee Hollinghorst, to the idea of some sort of construction defects reform, but she doesn't like limiting people's ability to try to get their cases heard in court. That's going to be the central issue as legislators look forward to finding some sort of solution.
Thanks. That was Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal, Peter Marcus with ColoradoPolitics.com. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.